We are continuing Surah An'am, and the verse I recited is verse number 143. And Allah is talking about the cattle, the eight pairs of cattle. The translation goes like this: Samaniyatul Azwaj, eight in pairs of sheep, a pair, and a goats, a pair. Say, has He forbidden the two males or the two females, or what is contained in the wombs of the two females? Inform me with the knowledge if you are truthful. Allah is challenging polytheists because they were claiming that this is forbidden and that is forbidden. So Allah is asking, Allah says that there are eight pairs of cattle. Now Allah talks about first in the beginning of in this verse, Allah talks about the four pairs. What are the four pairs? Two from the goats and two from the sheep. How come two? Because one is male and second is female. Male goat and female goat, male sheep and female sheep. Allah says, Allah is asking what is forbidden? The two males. Has He forbidden the two males or the two females from the each species, or what is contained in the wombs of the two females? Men, two females means in each means in goat and also sheep. Allah says, which one is forbidden? Inform me with knowledge if you are truthful. Allah talks about knowledge. Allah asks about always knowledge and logic. That's how Islam is. That's how Allah address the people. So Allah asks, what is forbidden? Now Allah goes to next verse about the another four pairs. ومنال ابلين سين ومنال بقين سين قل آذكريني حرم عمل أنثين أم مستملت عليه أرحام الأنثين أم كنتم شهداء إذ بساكم الله بهذا فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذبا ليدل الناس بغير علم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. Now Allah talks about four other pairs, and of camels a pair, and of oxen a pair. Means male camel and female camel, and male ox and female ox. Say, has He forbidden the two males or the two females, or what is contained in the wombs of the two females? Or were you witness when Allah enjoined you this? Allah said, Am kuntum shuhada iz wassakum Allah bihadha. Allah is asking, were you present when Allah was giving order, astaghfirullah, that they are forbidden? Were you there as a witness? Allah is asking. If you are declaring that these are forbidden, were you present there? Allah is asking. Then Allah says, فَمَنْ عَظَمَ مَنْ اَفْتَرَ عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبَ كَذِبًا بِي فَمَنْ عَظَمَ مِمَّنْ Then who is then is more unjust than him who forges a lie against Allah? Who is more unjust? So then to mislead the people without knowledge, to mislead people without knowledge. Verily Allah does not guide the unjust people. Allah says that you are forging lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Were you witness when Allah was making them forbidden and misleading people without knowledge? Surely Allah does not guide the unjust people. Now Allah is saying to tell Prophet what is allowed, what is halal and what is haram. قُلْ لَا أَجِدُ فِي مَا وُهِيَ عَلَيَّ مُحَرَّمًا عَلَىٰ تَعَامٍ يَتْمَعُوا إِلَّا أَنْ يَكُونُ مَيْتًا أَوْ دَمًا مَسْفُوحًا أَوْ لَحْمًا خِنْزِيرٍ فَإِنَّهُ رِسْءٌ أَوْ فِسْقًا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ فَمَنِ اضْطُرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغٍ وَلَا عَادٍ فَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Now Allah saying, Prophet to say, I do not find in what has been revealed to me anything forbidden for an eater to eat, except that there are some exception. Be a carrion. Carrion means died without getting dabiya, or blood poured forth, means gushing blood. Because when you cut the animal, when the blood gushes out from arteries, that is forbidden. But whatever blood is remain after the dhabiha, slaughter, in the meat, that's allowed. Right? So, masfuhan is like gushing blood. What is haram? Or the flesh of a swine. These are the haram. For what? For that is indeed admonition. This is admonition. Are a transgression, slaying, invoking other than Allah. That's also haram. What is forbidden? To slay an animal, taking somebody else's name beside Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's all haram. But whoever is forced, not desiring, not transgressing, then surely your Lord is forgiving and merciful. But who is forced to eat these things only in the dire situation to save your life, then it's allowed, otherwise it's not allowed. So Islam is a religion of lot of leeway, and Islam is an easy religion. There are only few exceptions for haram. Most of the things are halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. He made the exceptions for what is haram. What is haram is, if you don't do fariha, and then gushing blood, pig, and somebody's animal cut without the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are haram. Now Allah talks about Jewish people, that they should be mischievous, so Allah made something haram for them. Allah saying, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ حَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرْ وَمِنَ الْبَقْرِ وَالْ Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in next verse about Jewish people. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ حَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا كُلَّ ذِي ظُفُرْ وَمِنَ الْبَقْرِ وَغَنَمِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ شُهُومَهُمَا إِلَّا مَا حَمْلَتْ ظُهُورُهُمَا أَوْ الْحَوَايَا أَوْ مَخْتَلَتْ بِأَذَمْ ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِبَقِيِهِمْ وَإِنَّا لَصَادِقُونَ. And to those who were Jews, we forbid every animal having claws, and of oxen and sheep, we forbid unto them for the fat of both, save what was upon their backs or on their entrails, or what was mixed with the bones. This we recompense them for their rebellion, and verily we are truthful. Allah said that with the Jewish people, we forbade some good things because of their mischief, and what was forbade them was from the sheep and oxen. Allah forbade the fat, except which was on the back, or it was mixed, or it was in their intestine, or it was mixed with their bones, except that all fat was forbidden from them. Not only that, but first thing what Allah forbade them was all the animals with the claws. That was also forbidden from them. So animals with the claws and the fat, except the fat of the back of sheep and oxen, and the fat of intestine, and the fat of mixed with the bone. Those were only allowed, and Allah did them because of their mischief. In the commentary it says, according to Masumin, that those kings, Jewish kings, used to forbid the poor Jewish people not to eat bird's meat and not to eat the fat. So Allah punished them by making this decree. فَإِنْ كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ رَبُّكُمْ ذُو رَحْمَةِ الْوَاسِعَةِ وَلَا يُرَدُّ بَأْسُنَا عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. But if they belie you, then say, your Lord is full of mercy, all embracing. But his punishment will not be returned from the guilty people. Because they were arguing with Prophet, these polytheists, and they were making things haram, forbidding. And Prophet kept arguing through Quran that what is allowed. Allah says that if they belie you, so tell them that Allah is full of mercy, but his punishment will not be returned from the guilty people. See, in the Prophet's life, Allah did not send any punishment to the polytheist, a Jewish, a Christian people, nobody, you know, because Allah is Zul Rahmat al Wasiya, his rahmat is big, his rahmat, his mercy is big, he showed it. But it doesn't mean that Allah will let them go like this. Allah says on judgment day, they will be punished because of their treachery, belying. Now in next verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سيقول الذين اشركوا لو شاء الله ما اشركنا ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء كذلك كذب الذين من قبلهم حتى ذاقوا بأسنا قل هل عندكم من علم فتخرجه لنا ان تتبعوا الا الظن وان انتم الا تخرصون. Now this is another rebellion they used to do. And what they used to say, Allah says in this verse, verse 148, those who are polytheists will say, had Allah wish, we would not have associated nor our fathers, nor would we have forbidden things. So did belie those who were before them until they tasted our punishment. Say, have you any knowledge with you to educe for us? You follow nothing but conjectures and you are nothing but idle talkers. See, they used to do this kind of talk. They used to say that if Allah wished, we would not have been polytheist. Our forefather would be polytheist. If Allah wished. If Allah wished, we would not have done these things haram. They put on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says that who were before them, they did same kind of belying. They'd belie like this, like Prophet, they're belying like now. Now Allah says that do they have any kind of knowledge? If they have this kind of knowledge, show it to us. What they're talking about. And then Allah says they only follow the conjunctures, dhan. And they are nothing but idle talkers. Because they do dhan. Allah doesn't like idle talking, foolish talking, just conjunctures. Allah don't like it. Allah doesn't like it. Allah likes the reality, logic, proof. That's how Islam is. What is the logic? What is the proof? Is that's how. And what we have been learning through these commentaries that the Creator wants most of the things being halal because He created. He doesn't like to be called every, so quickly things forbidden, you know, because it's Allah's mercy. So now, what is the discussion? The discussion is about the ideology of polytheists that Allah should have forced us. Allah should have forced us. Islam is a religion of free will. Angels are kind of programmed and they don't have free will. But if Mushrikeen thought that if we human become like angels and forced up, then there is no any reward and punishment. The ideology of reward and punishment will finish. Like paradise and hell will be finished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put free will. And they are putting on Allah that if had Allah wished, we would not have done all that. Allah says, no. You have been sent with the free will. That's why I send the books and the prophets and the growth. You are free to grow and get better and better. Or if you want to follow, you can go backwards. It's your free will. And you do not put it. And Allah says that if, and same kind of things people did before also. If you go to India and ask people, why you are Hindu? God wanted us to be like this. Put everything on God. God wanted me to be this way. No, God didn't want you. God sent the prophet and books to read. That's the logic. That's the logic, and you put everything on God. That's the problem. And Allah is talking about it. This is the problem in the community. God wanted me to do this way. God didn't. God sent the books and prophets. God wants you to read and study and learn. That's what God wants you. And grow. That's the ideology. Then Allah says that if you have any kind of knowledge, bring it, show it to me. And Allah says, don't follow dhan, conjunction. In tattabi'u illa dhanna wa in antum illa tukhrasun. And they are just going on conjunctures and they are idle talkers. Allah don't like, people do a lot of dhan nowadays, you know, like even in the lectures, Islamic lectures, they say, I think this is the right thing. How do you think about this? Did you read somewhere? No, I think so. No. Where is this written? Now after arguing, Allah argues like this, then Allah says, قُلْ فَلِلَّهِ حُجَّةً بَالِغَةً تُمْ فَلَوْ شَاءَ لَهَدَاكُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. Say then, to Allah belongs the conclusive argument. Had He wished, He would have surely guided you all aright. So conclusive argument belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See, Allah concluded in this verse. Now Allah talks that our conclusions of argument comes to me. And if Allah wished, He could have guided all together to you. So our seventh Imam says this, Allah has two proofs upon people, the outward proof and inward proof, means conclusion. The outward proof contains of prophets, messengers and Imams, and the inward proof consists of intellect. Allah has sent the proof, and the outer proof is prophets, messengers, Aimat Tahirin. They are the proof. On the judgment there will be proof. And who else is the proof? Our intellect. Therefore Allah always talks about sending prophets and challenging our logic. That's how Allah talks things in Quran. Our sixth Imam says on the judgment day, Allah will ask about this verse. He says about it, that Allah says that, did you know the knowledge? Did you have the knowledge? Then the slave will say, yes, I had knowledge. Allah asks, why didn't you act on it? And the slave will be speechless. If slave did not have knowledge, Allah will ask, why didn't you learn? The slave will be again speechless. So he has the conclusive argument, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't have Islamic knowledge, that's not an excuse. You have to go to mass and learn from Maulana. You have to read the book, you have to read Quran, you have to read Shariat yourself to have knowledge. You cannot say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I did not have knowledge. That's why I didn't do that. Do you send your child to school? Yes. If you can send child to school, then why can't you learn something? Why can't you learn Islam? You have to read at least 10 verses of Quran being a Muslim every day. That's the minimum, right? Now, Allah talks further about this issue about politicians talking things haram. قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهُدَاكُمُ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا فَإِنْ شَهِدُوا فَلَا تَشْهَدْ مَعَهُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا بِالْآخِرَةِ وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. So Allah saying, say, bring your witness who bear witness that Allah has forbidden this. So if they bear witness, do not testify with them. And do not follow the desires of those who deny our signs. And those who do not believe in the hereafter. And they hold equal with their Lord. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that if they are still stubborn and obstinate about what Allah has forbidden, tell them to bring their witness. Bring their witness. Because they don't have witness. Because they are going through sun. But Allah is saying, tell them to bring their witness. What Allah has done, what Allah has declared haram. And if they bring the witness, Prophet, you don't become their witness. Means you do not follow what they are saying. You do not follow what they are saying. وَلَا تَتَبْ أَحْوَى الَّذِينَ قَدْ بِعَيَاتِنَا. And do not follow desires of the one who have belied our signs. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And who don't believe in the day of judgment, Akhirat. وَهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. And who are making associate equal with your Lord. Now Allah is talking about, this is verse 151. And about this verse, Masoom says that this is the verse which 70,000 angels brought. This is the special, this verse. So if we read the verse 151 and 152, both verses have, each one have 5 points to get the, there are 5 points in verse 151 and there are 5 points in 152 which Allah talks about and what Allah forbids. Because before Allah was talking that this what was allowed, and now Allah is talking about what is forbidden. And this is the really, they are the verses, as I said that according to Masumin, this is the verse 151 which we talk about always, about Surah Anam. The Surah Anam was brought by 70,000 angels. Masum says this is the verse which was brought by 70,000 verses, angels. This is so important verse. Please pay attention when I read this verse. قُلْ تَعَلَىٰ أَتْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ أَلَّا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادُكُمْ مِنْ إِمْلَاقٍ نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ. Such a beautiful verse. Allah says, say, come, I will recite you what your Lord has forbidden you from. Now, this is that you do not associate anything with him, and show kindness to your parents, and do not kill your children for poverty. We provide you and for them, and do not approach indecency, the outward among them and the inward ones, and do not kill the soul that Allah has forbidden, save for justice. This he has enjoined you with, so that you might understand. Five things Allah said. Allah's Prophet to tell them, recite. I'll recite to you. Atlu, recite you. Your Lord has forbidden you. First, the shirk, that you do not associate anything with him. Allah tashriku bi shayyum. First, the biggest sin is shirk, associating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, I'll forgive any sin but this one. I'll never forgive. At least twice Allah says in the Quran, Hakim. I'll forgive anything but associating, I'll never forgive. So this is the first thing. And next to it comes, وَبِلْ وَالِدِنَ أَحْسَانًا, is the next biggest sin after associating partner with Allah, is disrespecting your parents. Parents' position is so high. This is that we have to be very kind to our parents. Now what is this is a two-way street, parents and children. Children have to be kind to parents, and parents should be kind to children. It's both way. Both have to satisfy their roles. If children are not kind to parents, especially and the parents are old, it's going to destroy the society and community, which you see the destruction in the West. It's a common sense that if people see that when people grow old, they are not being taken care of, right? So they think that now these old people are not being taken care of. When we grow old, we'll be left like them. So they lose the interest of having children. And that's what is happening in Germany and Europe and West. People are not eager to have children. Why? They say, why should we have children? When you grow old, they don't see us anyway. And we are in nursing homes. So society is breaking down because of that. This is, after shirk, this is biggest sin, to disrespect your parents. There are it's a full chapter respecting parents. There are so many verses in the Quran about parents. And most of the time Allah talks about parents just after his tawheed, after about himself. This is so important. Bil walidi ihsana wala taqtulun wala taqtulu awladakum min imlaq nahnu narzuqukum wa iyyahum, and do not kill your children for poverty, we provide you and for them. Yes. In time of ignorance, people used to kill their children if there was a drought. If there was a drought, they think that they will die of hunger, they'll just kill the children so that they have some food to have. Allah says, don't kill them because of fear of poverty. We feed you, we give you risk, and we give them risk. And after that, Allah talks about indecency. And do not approach indecency, the outward among them and the inward ones. Indecency destroys the community. Adultery, married people doing adultery. What's happening in the West? Or even in the East, that married people are doing adultery and marriages are breaking down, divorces are happening, new spouses are coming. The stepfather comes and you have a daughter and a stepfather, and there is incest going on. All these indecencies are destroying the family unit, just like not taking care of the parents, which we are seeing everywhere nowadays. These indecencies destroying the marriage. What are the indecencies? Adultery, homosexuality, blaming a chaste woman. These are all indecencies. Outward adultery is called like outward indecency. Secretly doing adultery is another kind of secret indecency. Our fourth Imam says, please sahib and salawat, Allahumma salawat. Outward indecency is to marrying your stepmom, and inward indecency is to have adultery. And they destroy the community. Then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and do not kill the soul that Allah has forbidden, save for justice. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسَ الَّذِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, means you cannot murder people except with the justice. Justice means that if there is a qisas or there is a had from the Islamic court, then person can be killed because of the court order. If the juries give order, then it is allowed. Otherwise, murdering is not allowed. ذَلِكُمْ أَسَّكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. This he has enjoined you with so that you might understand. These are the first five things Allah says. And the next verse, Allah says another 5 points. وَلَا تَقْرُبُوا مَعْلَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِهِ أَحْسَنُوا حَتَّى يَبْلُغُوا أَشُدَّ وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ أَوْفُوا ذَٰلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ So beautiful. And do not approach the orphan property except in the best manner until he reaches his maturity. And give full measure and weight with justice. We do not impose upon any one a duty but to the extent of his ability. And when you speak, be just. Though it be against a relative and fulfill Allah's covenants. This he has enjoined you with so that you might remember. Subhanallah. So these 5 points. Now Allah says, وَلَا تَقْرُوا مَعَلَى الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِي أَحْسَنُ حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ أَشُدَّ Do not approach the property of orphan except in the best manner till he reaches his maturity. Allah, there are a lot of verses in previous we have done the discussion before that. The wali, the guardian of the orphans, who is the guardian of his money should approach the money with lot of with justice and not to spend it unnecessarily till he reaches the orphan reach the ability of intellectual understanding maturity not just get puberty but intellectual ability so that he doesn't destroy his money himself when he becomes guardian orphan. So Allah says that go to his money with a lot of decency, Allah says. وَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ بِالْقِسْطِ And this is very difficult and give full measure and weight with justice. Now Allah says that and after that he says, we do not impose upon anyone a duty but to extend of his ability because it's hard. People say, well, Allah, it's very hard, we cannot do this. Allah says, no, I will not impose anything more than your ability. I know you can do it. So do it. That's what this means. وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعَدِلُوا وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى When you speak, do justice. With justice, though it be against your relative. So, commentary says, it means that when you talk means what kind of talk? Talk means testimony. Talk means fatwa. Talk means judgment. These are all talks. Like more kind of jury's talk. Allah says, when you talk with justice, even if it's against your relative. لَوْ كَانَ ذُوْ قَرْبَى Means, even if you are going to court and you have to give testimony against your brother, you have to do it because you have to speak with justice. وَبِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ عَفُوا And fulfill Allah's covenants. What are Allah's covenants? Covenant of Allah is Shariat itself. All Allah's decrees are covenant. This is the first covenant. These are all covenants and you have to fulfill them. And when you do nazar, this is also a covenant. And when you do oath with Allah's name, that's also covenant. All this covenant you have to fulfill, Allah says. This is a religion. دَعَلَكُمْ وَسَّاكُمْ مِلَّا عَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ This he has enjoined you with so that you might remember. Now if we see all these points, we see Muhammad Hussain alayhi salam, how he stood against Yazid and the way he asked for the bayah. He asked for the bayah, Allah tushriku bihi shay'un. Quran says Allah tushriku bihi shay'un that you do not associate partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain Hain was a hand of prophets. He did not do bayah because he did Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. He did covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had nothing to do with shaitan. So he stood up against Yazid in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa bil walidini ahsana, that he was kind to his parents. When we read Zarat Varasa, what we say? Assalamu alaikum ibn Muhammad Mustafa, Assalamu ibn Ali al-Murtadha, Assalamu alaikum ibn Fatima al-Zahra, Assalamu alaikum Khadija al-Kubra. My salam to the son of Muhammad Mustafa. My salam to the son of Ali Murtaza. My salam to the son of Fatima Zahra. My salam to the son of Khadija al-Kubra. They were his parents. His parents were Muhammad Mustafa, Khadija al-Kubra, Khadija, Imam Ali. Imam Ali, Bibi Fatima, those were the parents. Those were the parents who did everything for Islam. They were the one who were the founders of Islam. They were the one who did their whole life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Hussain said to his parents, Algi Ali Akbar, Algi Ali Asghar, Algi Abbas, to be kind to you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.